Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
He loses the fear of God. His lifestyle bears witness to that. But then he comes towards the end of his life. He's just a few hours away from eternity. Here he is with the other thief, and they're hurling this abuse at Jesus. And then somehow, in some way, he comes to realize, this is crazy. And he says to his colleague, the other thief, we're getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. He has an awareness that he's going to stand in the presence of God, and that to continue on the path where he is at is not going to do any good at all.
Well, here's another interesting insight I'd love to pull out of this story and have you talk about. It's when the thief realized how desensitized he'd become to sin. He first stole from the temple because he felt justified, because Rome had stolen from him. And since, though, he felt no consequence, he really felt no remorse. And the thief recalled, as a young man, I walked away from my first theft at the temple undetected and had lived under the illusion that it would always be so. And that struck me so much, Colin, because it's no different today. And I want you to talk about the danger of dabbling in things we know are wrong and continuing on, even though we've not yet realized a consequence, because there is a desensitization that happens with sin that's so dangerous. We get dull, we get inoculated almost from it. I thought that was just a wonderful truth that you wove in there.
Well, thank you for that. And the key point here, Susie, is that sin is a growing power. And whenever it gains a position in a person's life, its power grows. James speaks about this in the first chapter of his letter, where he talks about sin becoming full grown, and when it is full grown, it gives birth to death. So I often say to people, you know, every time you give way to a sin in your life, it's harder to say no next time the temptation comes. Every time you resist a sin in your life, it's easier to resist it the next time it comes. So sin gains a position in a person's life. And that's why there is never a better time than now to turn to Jesus Christ and to ask for that transforming power to give us victory over the power of sin that we were talking about at the top of the program, the power of God through the gospel. Sin will only exert a greater grip over a person's life if coming to Christ is postponed. So there is no better time than now. It would have been better before now, but it won't be better after now. So now is the time. And that's always the appeal, I think, that God is making to us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.